Good evening from New York. Imagine a place where an entire ballroom of people cheers when someone makes the repeatedly disproven accusation that the President of the United States is not a citizen of this country he leads. Then they laugh when a former ambassador to the UN suggests that the same president might learn a valuable lesson if Chicago were to be destroyed by a nuclear device. A place where boxes upon boxes of racist Obama waffles cereal are once again openly, proudly available for sale. That place, in our fifth story on the countdown, is the Omni Shoreham Hotel in Washington, home to your 2009 Conservative Political Action Conference, better known as CPAC. During the 2008 election, Republicans having warned, vote for Obama and you will die. Today, Mr. Bush's UN ambassador, John Bolton, never confirmed, all but saying, because you have voted for Obama, get ready to die. The mustache, warning that the security of the U.S. is now at dire risk under the Obama administration and underscoring his point by cracking a joke about Obama's hometown.
The fact is, on foreign policy, I don't think President Obama thinks it's a priority. He said during the campaign he thought Iran was a tiny threat. Tiny, depending on how many nuclear weapons they're ultimately able to deliver on target. It's tiny compared to the Soviet Union, but is the loss of one American city, pick one at random, Chicago, is that a tiny threat?
In fact, Ambassador, get your facts straight. Mr. Obama called Iran a tiny country and never a tiny threat. About the only thing that did make sense at CPAC, the sparse attendance today at a panel featuring Joe the Plumber Wurzelbacher. The room said to only be about a quarter full at a book signing in Washington last